I understand that you haven't heard the story of Ali the alligator. Is that right? But Ali the alligator lived in Guyana, down in the swamp. And he was the laziest alligator that ever breathed. And even then he was hardly energetic enough to breathe. He was so lazy that when he opened his eye, he only opened one, because it was too much effort to open two. His mother said, "Ali, I've seen some lazy alligators in my time, but I've never seen one so idle as you. You don't even go and look for any food. You just lie there and expect it to come to you." Ali didn't even bother to answer. He was too tired to open his mouth. There he lay in the swamp. Nobody brought him anything, and you think that Ali was going to starve to death. But he didn't. One day he just opened his mouth. Have you ever seen an alligator? It's not what an alligator is. You know, you're a crocodile, do you? Got a long mouth and lots of teeth. With alligators like that. And he opened his mouth, and you should have seen his teeth. He never brushed them. Did anything to them. He didn't have McLean's, is it? Toothpaste. What's the other one? Colgate's. You'll wonder where the yellow went if you wash your teeth with, or clean your teeth with, Steridin. Or something like that. He had never had any of that at all. He just laid in the swamp. And one day he just opened his mouth. Oh, what a mouth. What a north and south. It was enormous. Great big teeth hanging down. Idle teeth. And a tongue. Furry tongue. The sun was shining. There it was. This great big mouth wide open. And he still got his eyes shut. He never moved. Molly the moth came flying by. "Of course," she said, "it's hot today. Where can I find some shade?" And so she flew right into Ali's mouth. And she settled on his tongue, and she thought, "My, a bit of a shade here." She settled down. Then Freddy the frog hopped along. And he was thinking, "Oh, it's so hot today. Where can I find some shade?" And he looked, there it was. He hopped onto Ali's tongue. There was lovely shade. "I'll settle down here." And soon all the flies, all the moths, mosquitoes, all the creepy crawlies were all coming in to Ali's mouth because it was shady. Ali's mother said, "You lazy tyke. You lazy thing. I've good mind to tell them all what you're up to." She said, "I will." And she said, "Don't stay there. It's a dangerous place to be in." But the moth didn't take any notice. It was lovely and shady. And Freddy the Frog, he got himself comfortable and he was having a chat with a newt. And there were piles of them. All inside there in the shade. And suddenly, Ali opened one eye. And he looked round. Shut it again. And he opened the other eye and looked round. Shut it again. He took a deep breath. "This is going to take some effort, this is." Lazy thing he was. And suddenly, snap! Down came his mouth, shut tight. And all those insects and flies and moths and frogs and all the things that had crept in there, they were Ali's dinner for the day. And he settled down to sleep after such a tremendous effort. I suppose that's the lesson in the story. Things are not always what they seem, are they? When you go through life, there are lots of things that seem good and seem nice and seem easy. And you hear people say, "It doesn't matter what you do, doesn't matter where you go, doesn't matter what you think." You know, Satan's like old Ali. He's waiting just to snare people and to make them think everything's okay when it isn't. And then suddenly the trouble comes and we wonder what's happened, don't we? So when you see an alligator or a crocodile, there's another name for them, isn't there? Yeah, what's the other name? Cayman, that's right, I was thinking of Cayman. All the same sort of thing. See the Cayman in Guyana, and they're like logs. We were rowing a canoe once, and it got stuck on a log. It wouldn't move. And the chap was with me said, I think we're on a Cayman. But it wasn't. It turned out to be a log. We managed to get off. But they're slow. They don't move. They're dangerous. And some of the easy, slow-going things in life are like that. So be on the watch out. The thing that seems comfortable to do could be the wrong thing. But if you're trusting Jesus, then you'll know where you're safe.